Welcome to the White Room Podcast. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts and the guests that are on the show. Please follow us on social media, give us some likes, and leave some comments so we know that you're out there. Thanks. Now to the show.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? This is Rob from the White Room Podcast. It's been a long time. Have you missed us? Did you miss us? Probably not, because our analytics are trash. Well, you know, they're trash because we haven't been putting anything out. You know, it's been a while. You know, I guess you could just say that everything, life caught up, and, you know, we got, you know, kind of stuck in a way. Between people working and not being able to meet because we're busy on the weekends. You know, we work all week. You know, some of us, I work two jobs sometimes all week. And then when Friday comes, you know, you want to relax and chill. And, you know, it's been getting really hot out in my basement right now where we have the podcast is a sweltering heat pit. You know what I mean? But it's okay. And not only that, it's my office too for my screen printing, which is just hot just by looking at it. Don't have to be plugged in. But, yeah, you know, I'm the skipper of the ship kind of deal, and, you know, I kind of let it sink. Like, nah, I like the Titanic. No, don't say that shit. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I kind of let it sink, and, you know, that's my fault. But, you know, even if we couldn't meet up or we couldn't do anything, you know, I still should have gotten content out. You know, I should have been, you know, we totally, as ourselves, should have been better content creators. You know, it was just a little bit harder. But you know what? That's it. It's done. You know, we were talking about it not too long ago, and I was talking to one of my friends that actually was listening to the podcast for a while. And he was like, yo, your last episode was on St. Patty's Day, bro. That was good. What happened? I'm like, yeah. He was like, would you guys get drunk and just never get back? I was like, no, it wasn't that, man. Shit got in the way. That's what it was. But from now on, you know, I'm going to keep up with this, you know, because I got everything set up downstairs anyway. And if it's not a week or a day or whatever it is that all three of us can get together, then it's still, I'll still put out a podcast, you know, because, you know, this podcast was just like everything else, you know, current events, conspiracy theories, you know, supernatural shit, you know, and current events of anything, politics, football, soccer, you know, sports, whatever it was, you know, and, you know, we can always talk about that, regardless of it's just me talking, rambling on, you know, obviously the conversations would be smaller, I mean, shorter and stuff like that, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. I might do the online thing and, you know, talk via chat, but I don't kind of like that because the quality, you know, I've watched a lot of guys that I know that do it, and the quality sucks, especially if your internet sucks. And depending on where you're talking to the person, so it's either better off just having somebody here, you know, able to podcast in, or if we're at a different location and we're able to podcast. That's basically, you know, where it is. And, you know, we just got to do better with it. Because, you know, we ran the Three Drunken Idiots podcast, and it was funny because not too long ago I was looking at the analytics for that, and I was like, wow. I was like, at one time, like, our episodes, you know, were getting almost 1,000 views per episode. Like, you know, 1,000 views. And it was just raunchy, drunken shit. Like, you know, we were just talking off the hip of anything. And I was like, wow. I was like, we were getting a lot. And, you know, that's good. That's good in a way. You know, no, it's great in a way. What am I saying? It's great in a way because, you know, that actually means that people are actually listening to the podcast. And that people actually, you know, enjoy it and this and that or whatever. Or the reach is actually, you know, it's really getting out there for people to you know, to take a look at. We were doing good, too, with this podcast. And, you know, like I said, I let it go. So now the analytics are at zero. It's like zero views from 9 days, 10 days. Every so once in a while, I'm getting a hit off of, like, one or two episodes and stuff like that. And I'm like, nah, dude, can't let this podcast die. There's no way that we can let this podcast die. And I'm like, all right. I was like, you know what? We got all these cameras and stuff that we set up that we were going to use. We had all these good ideas and stuff. And it just, like, I don't know, brain fart. And just it stopped. You know, me and Keith were doing it for a while. Chris couldn't come. And, you know, we were doing it for a while, And then he started working the weekends. And I started, I was all over the place, you know, with things going on and stuff like that. But, you know, like I said, you know, it's more that we have to keep the consistency going. So, you know, we've missed out on so much shit, and I don't even know where to start, and I don't want to make this episode really long either. I just want to put this episode out just to let people know that we're still going. I want to talk about, I don't even know, like, what we can, there's so much to talk about. And, you know, you can go for any way from politics to current events to anything. You know, what, Joe Biden's still sniffing kids. That's great. You know, it also seems like the only way for you to become successful or for you to get away or do anything in this world is if you're a Democrat. If you're a full Democrat and you, you know, support the Democrats all, you know, this and for, you know, 100%, you get away with everything. You can get away with anything. Just look at the news. Look, I'm not even talking about it as a Republican side or being a conservative or anything. But what I'm trying to say is, it's like, you get away with murder. And then they say the same thing. But, oh, Donald Trump got away with a lot of stuff. Okay, but the stuff that's going on, like now, if that was Donald Trump that was having those issues, the same things that's going on with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all the war, you know, everything that's going on, you know, Ukraine, the money that's being sent out to Ukraine. I understand the thing, you know, my daughter was waiting too for the college, you know, reimbursement, like whatever. They were going to knock off money or something off the college debt. All right, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. But then, you know, they're canceling it. And that's a big thing that, you know, he wrote on, you know, but he's saying the Republicans are the ones that stopped that. So those are the ones to point, you know, those are the ones to blame, those are the ones to point your finger at, you know, kind of deal. But, you know, regardless, it's funny how, you know, everything that goes on in this world and shit, and it's just like, well, if you're a Democrat, don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen. It's just going to either the person that's going to rat you out or the person that knows information is just going to either A, disappear, or he's just going to be shut up, you know, whatever it is money or whatever, you know, goes on. It's just, it's crazy. It's completely crazy. People, you know, people say it all the time. They're like, you know, I hush all the time. I'm like, look, I vote Republican, I vote Democrat. You know, it's either or. It's whoever's the best for the situation, whoever's the best for the time. You know, that's what it is. You know, the Republicans right now, they got a whole little mishmash of people that are running for, you know, running for the spot, if you want to call it, you know. And, you know, right now Donald Trump is leading. So, you know, DeSantis, bro, I think he's a really good guy. I think he's a good guy, too. But, I mean, at the end of the day, who's everybody going to go for, you know? And I'm going to say probably 95%, you know, it's going to be Trump. Because, you know what, I drive around New York City because I work in New York City. And I still see all over the place signs 2024 Trump, 2024 Trump. I see them on businesses and buildings. I'm actually seeing them, which is really weird. Well, that's not weird, but it's definitely, you could tell there's a change on a lot of these union buildings, meaning like these union work sites. You know, a lot of the times the union work sites always have, you know, Democrat signs up, you know, because usually they go for a union. Like, you know, they lead to the Democratic side for their elections. And I've been seeing a lot of sites that I've been in and out and working on and all this other stuff with Trump 2024 signs and, you know, stuff like that. Like, you know, take America back and do this and do that. Listen, man, we just, you know what? And whoever's going to do the best job is, you know, who's going to win and who's ever going to run the, you know. Listen, if all, you know, it's like a losing battle even, like, talking about it. Like, there's so many things, like, yeah, every day, like, you know, you can listen to both sides and get, you know, the same situation. Like, you get the same information. Like, oh, Trump did this now today. Oh, you know, you listen to, like, Dan Bongino, and he's like, oh, they, you know, found this, and we found this on Democrat, and this and that on Hunter, or something happened with Biden now. He fell up the ramp going to the plane again. He's sniffing kids' hair. You know, stuff like that. Listen, you know, he's just an old man, you know? He's an old man. That's all he is. He's got his faculties are gone. You know what I mean? Somebody's got their hand up his asshole, and they're actually manipulating and making him do. He's just a puppet, bro. He's just a puppet. And I'm really surprised that they're not having anybody run against him. But, you know what? Hey, to each his own, it is what it is. Another thing I want to talk about, it's been in the news for a while, and I'm like a big nerd when it comes, I won't say nerd, listen, I like exploration, I like, you know, either space, underwater, a whole bunch of stuff. I like exploration. Like, it's really cool. Like, if something new was explored, you know, something was discovered and this and that. And for years, people have been going to see the Titanic. You know where this is going, right? But this is my catch on it, right? Now, these people who are on that ship, the Titan, right? These people were not dumb. They were not stupid. Yeah, all right. They were billionaires, millionaires. They had plenty of money. They were very rich, right? And everybody says, oh, five white guys on a thing or five billionaires on a boat or this and that. And this and that, you know, it's great. Five billionaires dead, you know, or whatever. Whatever they say, like whatever. But, you know, the whole deal about that is that these guys weren't stupid. What would make them go in like a fucking Coke can and go to the bottom of the ocean, right, to see the Titanic? I mean, listen, that's cool. I mean, bro, think about it. You know, being able to go, like James Cameron went down how many times to see the Titanic? But his ship, James Cameron's ship was like how many millions? It was like, what, almost $1 billion, a vessel, you know? And this dude is like buying stuff at the appliance store to like rig it, you know, and this and that. And, you know, everybody concentrated so much on the joystick. Oh, my God, it's being controlled by Xbox joystick. Yo, Bluetooth works no matter what. Especially if the Bluetooth, the controller's inside the vessel and the controller itself, like the Bluetooth device is inside there too for it to connect. The only thing it needs is batteries, bro. It has nothing to do with that. You know, they all put the emphasis on this joystick. Excuse me. But at the end of the day, it wasn't a joystick, bro. It was the way that it was built. How many people told them about the... I understand, like, being, like, the number one or the first in your whole group. Like, everybody's telling him, don't go into the water with that vessel. It wasn't rated for this amount of meters down to the Titanic, which is true. You know, he wasn't, you know, it wasn't certified. You know, it would have never been in, like, United States waters. It would have never been, you know, clear to do that dive. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, so many people told him that, you know, it's a good idea maybe that you shouldn't do it, or maybe you should check on. So supposedly it's already been down there like numerous times to the Titanic. And every time that it's been down there, supposedly what they said, you know, from articles, that there's always a problem, you know. In their last visit, they had a problem with the battery packs or something like that, and they had to scrub the mission while they were down there to, you know, come back up. And something about the rise to the top or something was 12 hours or 8 hours or something like that. But the dive itself is only 2.5 hours. But first of all, you know, it's kind of odd, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, all right, the decompression, I get it. You have to go slower going up because you're decompressed, you know, your body, too. Like, you know, you're decompressing. But the dive, too, is like 2.5 hours. It's like, and this time, what was it, 1 hour and 45 minutes? And they were almost there. You know, his descent was crazy, crazy deep. Like, he had the velocity of that changed. Like, he should have changed the velocity at least of the dive, because he was going down so fast. Like, it was like from, you know, from people talking about it and stuff, like, it appeared to be like it was more pointed straight down, and they were going straight down, like on a decline, like straight down, you know. I don't know, you know, I'm not a scientist and I'm not into all that, like, you know, engineer that does things like that and deals with that. But I mean, that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure on a vessel. And, you know, it's just, it's sad that it happened and these people lost their lives. That's number one. You know, the owner of the sub and the company and everything was on there. So he was, you know, he was 100% guaranteed that the sub was good. Because if he wasn't, then I don't think he would have been on there, right? I mean, he would have had somebody else pilot in the crew or whatever, this and that. But he was so confident in his stuff that he was like, you know, he's piloting everybody down to the Titanic this time. And unfortunately, you know, there was a thing that went out about the log, you know, the log from the times of when they had communication with each other and then they lost communication. And, you know, between that final couple was this, 20, 30 seconds or 40 seconds that was on there. You know, they were saying, they were talking about that they were noticing that a red light came up on the management, the structure management or emergency side, whatever, you know, for the structure of the thing, the management. And, you know, saying that there was something going on. And then towards the end of OWL, it was like all the lights were on. And they were trying to jettison all the, you know, the ballasts and all that other stuff. Like, you know, I get it. Like, you know, there's sometimes like you could be cheap and cut around corners and stuff and be like, all right, well, you know what? We don't need the $1,000 piece. We can just do as good enough right now with the $100 piece, you know. But when it comes to the safety of the vessel, let's put more money into safety. And, you know, because at the end of the day, it's, you know, you're down there and there's no way out. There's no way out. You're in a tube and it's locked. You know, there's no way that you can get in or out at that kind of pressure, too, being at that depth. You know, not only that, though, you know, you think about it. So they said that when they're down there, even with all those lights blazing from the vessel and stuff like that, there still have to be like almost 10 feet up in front of the Titanic just to see it, right? Now just think about that, though. So there's you can read into, I went for a whole week at work and, you know, wasn't, and I listened to podcasts and you know, news clips and all this other stuff just to stay informed of stuff. And, you know, you could go deep into this with the real conspiracies that they're saying that they were attacked by a monster or some kind of creature underwater and this and that. Now here's the deal. I'm not saying that's true. We all know that there was an implosion because with all the scraps that were coming out from, you know, the rescue mission, right? But nobody knows. I don't know. And there's plenty of, like, I go and I check on researchers and stuff like that. Nobody really knows what's down there. So if, you know, you think about how big and how vast the ocean is, and you're only allowed, like, you can only see with the equipment that you personally have on your boat, right? You can only, your sub, sorry. With your sub, you can only see like 10 to 15 feet in front of you. So imagine what's on the side of you when you're not looking at, like, you know, you don't know what the hell's out there. You know, you're actually, you're going so deep, you're passing the great squids, the whales, you're passing the whales, the farthest depth for the whales and stuff like that. So you're going into like the dark area, the abyss, the whatever you want to call it. There's life everywhere. So what is down there? Imagine that shit. You know what? Personally, I'll be scared if I can't see anything, especially out of that little fucking view, like Coke thing, like that little view thing that they had for the front of the vessel, you know. And of course they had the camera stuff for the outside that they could see outside and stuff that was in, you know, inside the Titan. But, you know, you can't, you know, you don't know what's down there, you know, like if they, that's like the great unknown, like, you know. And it cost a lot of money to, you know, to dive that deep. And to, you know, explore that because of how much pressure is down there, how much the fact that there's absolutely zero light. You know, they do know of a lot of species of fish and crabs and all that other stuff that are down there. You know, they have seen some, but, you know, there's got to be bigger animals that are down there, because you got to remember, there's nobody down there to screw with them. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody down there. I'm not saying there's a Godzilla under the water, or, you know, people throw around that the shark, the great sharks, and, you know, I don't know, big octopuses and whatever it is. You know, we don't know what's down there. You know, it could be a sea monster. Could be anything. I mean, but that's into the idea of the conspiracy, because we don't know. You know what I mean? We really don't know. And for these guys that, you know, I understand that it's really cool to be able to go and take a dive to that kind of depth and see something that, you know, the Titanic is been known for everything. And, you know, people, conspiracy theorists, they throw out crap all the time about what really happened with the Titanic, that nobody really lost their lives and this and that. You know, common sense, you know, people get carried away with shit. And listen, the Titanic was overbooked in the first place, right? And second of all, they didn't have enough lifeboats. to equivalent the amount of people that they had on the ship. And not only that, they didn't even fill the lifeboats up to max capacity when they were allowing people to leave, like off through the lifeboat, the lifeboats. A lot of people were saved, you know, from the Titanic, but a lot of people lost their lives. And, you know, people were like, oh, no, nobody lost lives. Here's the thing. There's so many conspiracy things and crap that go along with it. And, you know, it's also involving the Titan now because of, you know, of what happened. You can think whatever you want and stuff like that. Like they're saying, well, if they knew the first time when they lost communication with them and then they had that large, it was like the implosion sound, if you want to call it, and it echoed and echoed through the water. Right? Why were they still searching after it? And they thought that they were alive because they said that they heard like somebody banging like on a hull underneath water. This and that. You don't know the truth, really. You really don't know the truth. And as of right now, I don't think there is any truth to come by that besides the fact that it was imploded by the damage and everything that they have left from the wreckage. You know, from raising it, and that's what they're coming up with is the implosion. So, I mean, I don't know. I just, like, God rest them. You know, God bless them. God, you know, rest their soul, whatever. But it's, you know, something that I definitely wouldn't do. And, I mean, I like exploring. I like going places that I haven't gone to. I like, you know, in college, I joined a paranormal group. And we used to go around and go to houses and, you know, experience things and stuff like that. And I like that kind of outside knowing, you know, experience, if you want to call it, like, you know, the things that aren't normal, like that people go through every day, like, oh yeah, let's try this out, you know, or go to this location and all this other thing. Like if you go through a weird New Jersey magazine, you know, there's plenty of shit in there that you can do, you know, people, you know, for a long time, I was even doing that. We were going through to the weird New Jersey stuff. But, you know, still, like I said, I don't know. I wouldn't take that risk, even for that money. $250,000, that's nothing towards any, it's nothing for any of these people that were on the boat, you know, that were on the Titan to go down. It was, that's a drop in, it's like a penny, you know what I mean, for them. But, you know, for to be reckless with your life though and stuff like that, like, you know, what guarantee did this guy sell them that they're going to be good? So, you know, there's like no guarantee. It's either, hey, we're going down there and we're coming back, or hey, guess what, we're going down there and we're going to stay down there, and there's 96 hours or 86 hours of air left, you know, from the things for us to survive on. And, you know, rescue isn't too easy either, being that far down. You know, I guarantee they probably could have got, you know, there were so many things that they probably could have jumped on right away, but they probably didn't because they already knew that they probably imploded and that there was nothing left of the ship anyway. There's a video on YouTube that went, like, super viral in, like, 2 days, and it was, like, it went up, like, 10, 12 million views about how the sub actually imploded from, you know, the depth and stuff like that, but I don't know. There's other videos and stuff like that of them saying that they have communication and all this other stuff. You're so fucking deep in the water, you have no communication. You know, supposedly GPS doesn't even work that far. So they have to rely on, you know, that text system and whatever else that they were doing. Because I don't even think you can take a phone that deep. No, you can't take a phone that deep. There's no cell service, bro. So it's like you would need like a communications wire or something. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not a specialist, but it is what it is. Also, new thing, well, not a new thing, another topic I want to talk about. You know, this is the same shit like I've been talking about for a long time, like especially with the change in America and the way that we do things and stuff like that. And, you know, nobody, especially since COVID like totally fucked everything up. Like now everybody's like so fucked up. Doing things and the way of doing things is so much different. And I'm not saying about wearing masks and shit all the time, stuff like that. That's all gone. And it is what it is. What, how many people have shots? And, you know, if you went and, you know, risked your play, rolled your dice to get the fourth shot and doing all that other stuff, right? But it's like, why why in America, like, does this, like, it's not even America. It's just, like, the way society is in the first place. Here, let me give you an example. And this is what I'm talking about. A long time ago, because I own a screen printing shop, and I ran it since 2016, 2017. I stopped right after COVID because basically lost all the customers anyway. So I took a break, and I did a little bit of stuff, but I never went back to the same volume that I did when I first started. Like, I was hustling and stuff like that. So for me to start to do stuff again, I have to start hustling, which I am. I'm going to start this week, and I'm back into regular business, and I'm going to start hustling again, clothing and clothing lines and doing stuff for other people, you know, doing contracted work and stuff. But, you know, it's going to take a while to get back on my feet, you know. But I've been working for a local screen printer, and the screen printer, at nighttime I've been working. During the daytime, I, you know, work my regular job and this and that. But even my screen printing was done at nighttime, and I had another guy that used to do some work during the daytime when we were behind, which we were kind of a lot because we were pretty busy, right? But so this is how it goes. So this screen printing place, I'm not going to say any names because, you know, it's nobody's business and stuff like that. But this is just used as an example. They lost their screen printer, one of their head screen printers. He decided to get up and he leave. And then, you know, of course, you know, when they called me and told me to come to work with them, you know, or asked me to come and help them and this and that because their screen printer just got up and left. Which is, you know, for in the beginning, I was like, wow. I was like, how does your screen printer? He has the whole print shop. Right. And, you know, he had people working there for him. He just decided to get up and go. Now, this is your head guy. This is your management. This is your main screen squeegee guy. Right. And I was just thinking to myself, like, wow, I was like, how does this guy just get up and do that? Like, you know, you must be making money in the first place. Why would you change? But then I was looking at all the stuff and he was leaving notes on, like, everything, like on, you know, the light box and stuff, like, oh, leave it on this for this vacuum and this exposure time and this and that. And, you know, so he was leaving comments everywhere. So, you know, he wasn't being like a dick, you know, he just didn't get up and go. He just was like, you know, I'm done. I'm out. Here's this stuff. Good luck. God bless. See you later. Blah, blah, blah. So they called me and asked me to help them, you know, catch up, you know, to not only catch up, but they didn't know how to make screens. They didn't know how to do anything. They didn't know about mixing inks and what to do with the inks and what to do this and how to spread it and whatever it was. You know, so it's basically like not knowing how to run your business, but you hired somebody to run your business. And when you left, you didn't know how to run your business, you know. So I went over there. I worked with them for a while, got them up to speed, did all the screens, cleaned them, fixed them, did all what I had to do, got them production ready. We were banging out work like crazy. You know, we were doing stuff, catching up, and, you know, they were getting positive results finally. So then, you know, later on in a year, you know, they were like, well, we're going to be hiring a screen printer because, you know, you can't work full time. I said, well, listen, you can't pay me to work full time. I said, because what I want is what I want from how much I get paid at my shop. So if, you know, you want me to run your shop, we're looking at like $45, $50 an hour. That's how much you're going to pay me to run this shop and then to get you what you need to be, you know, done. You know what I'm saying? If you have the work coming in, the work will leave. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes. In and out, you make profit. But they were like, we're going to hire a screen printer and this and that. So I was like, all right, no problem. Hire a screen printer. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I still have my shop and, you know, I'm just bouncing back and forth every so once in a while doing jobs for people, you know, little jobs or doing this and that, you know, whatever. So I'm like, okay. So I, we kind of were like, all right, well, listen, we have the guy, he, you know, we hired somebody. So we're going to let him take over since he's already ran a shop himself and this and that. I said, all right, cool. No problem. I was like, since he knows what he's doing, you're probably paying him a lot less than what he's supposed to be getting paid, and he's accepting it. He probably needs work. I understand that. No problem. I'll talk to you later. God bless. I'm happy I was able to help you. And I was, you know, kind of saved your shop, you know, so that you can have your production and not lose all that money, you know. You know, they had good equipment, too. Very good equipment. All Vastech. Very good equipment. So I was like, all right, no problem. This and that. So I didn't hear from them for like 4 months, whatever it was. Then they called me back and, you know, asked me to come back in. And I was like, why do you need me to come back in? You hired a screen printer. And they're like, oh, it's all effed up. It's all screwed up. This and that. He's not working with us no more. I was like, what is going on? I was like, all right, no problem. I said, yo, I'll help you. Don't worry about it. You're backed up. I can fix that. I'm not doing anything right now. A couple weeks, we'll be back to normal. 2 weeks, actually, whatever. But I came back in, cleaned all the screens, got everything set up. You know, every screen printer has a different way. Every person has a different way of approaching things and doing things. So my way was different than his way. So I cleaned everything the way I was supposed to, got all my stuff set up, did everything I have to. Now, they just, because they were doing so well, they purchased a lot of merchandise. So they had trailers and trailers of stuff coming in over and over and over. And they had a lot of work. And this is where I'm getting to the point. You know, listen, if, you know, I wasn't getting paid nowhere even close to the $45 an hour. But it was a good second job. And it was easier for me to make money doing that than to having to buy merchandise here. And then dealing with, you know, I probably would have made a lot more money here, but it would have been a little bit of a longer step. Like, I wouldn't have to worry too much. All I had to do over there was make screens and print. You know what I mean? I didn't even have to do the artwork because they had a person to do artwork, which they were pretty good at too. But so I was like, all right, came back in, did what I had to do. And, you know, they got all this merchandise and they're like, yo, we're going to be busy all the way to September. You could just come here every day if you want to work. I was like, oh, that's cool. So when I get out of work, I'll come here. You know, I was printing like 200 pieces of merchandise in 2 hours by myself on a four pallet, four color. I was doing like 200 pieces by myself, and you know, I was making production. You know, things were packing up, this and that, blah 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 blah. Then they turn around and, instead of me being able to work the entire summer or to do, you know, to make some extra money and this and that, they decide to hire somebody else again. It's like, yo, you kicked in the teeth twice. And I was like, all right. And they were like, well, he's going to work during the daytime. You work at nighttime. Set him up so that when he comes in, everything that you didn't, like what you started, he can finish, and then set him up so that he can keep going. I said, all right, that's pretty cool. All right, that's all right. Then it started being, well, Rob, do these screens. Like, make these screens, like, make 5 screens, and then don't come in for the rest of the week. Be like, what? Be like, yeah, because, you know, we're kind of caught up. Be like, yo, you just said you had, like, 10,000 things, merchandise, that you wanted to move. I was like, how are you moving it that quick? You're not. You know, compared to somebody that's been doing it for a long time to somebody who's not. You know, for what I'm doing in 2 hours, you know what I'm saying, is, like, in 8 hours, he's the other guy, you know, not making... whoever it is, a kid, teenager, whatever it is, you know, you can print and you could do stuff. But, you know, when it comes to knowing the thing, knowing how to do the business, you know, there's more into it than just that. Like, you know what I mean? So now it's like, again, it's like, oh, Rob, we're not busy this week. What? What are you talking about? I saw what your orders are. What do you mean you're not busy? You're just keeping him busy, but you're like, get rid of me. But then guess what? Just have me come in. And you clean your screens, get everything set up your screens with emulsion, do all that stuff, and then burn your screens, and then what? That's it? So I can set you up for the whole week so you could print for him, and then I'm getting, what, 2-3 hours? Come on. You know, this is what I'm talking about. It's like, why do people don't appreciate what people do know and like this and that? Like, if you need somebody to come and help you and work with you, why can't you appreciate that person and be like, wow, this guy's really busting his ass for me. He's doing a great job. Why do you need to always screw them? And not only that, I have to chase them for pay all the time. I'm like, come on, dude. It's 2 hours. You owe me 2 to 3 hours this week, right? Can you just pay me? Why are you making me wait? Like, you pay out Thursdays and Fridays. I don't even get my money on Thursdays and Fridays. Sometimes I don't get it till Saturday to Sundays. Why do you make me wait so long for a little chunk of money? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it that hard? Or are you just doing it to be spiteful? You know? And that's where the problem is. It's like there's so much shit is like everybody wants to beat each other. Like, it wasn't that bad before. Definitely wasn't that bad before because, you know, while I was working and we were working with other screen printers back in 2016, 17, 18, we were banging out, doing collabs. We were doing tons of stuff and everybody was happy. Everybody was making money. Everybody was working. You know what I mean? And now it's the same shit. It's like when I started again after COVID, yo, people were trying to beat the shit out of you with stuff. The price, first of all, the price of clothing went up through the roof. The price of stuff off of eBay and Amazon for like your sublimation and all that all went up too. Everything went up after COVID. Everything went through the sky. And it really didn't come down too much. It came down a little bit, but not too much. You know, so everybody took a hit. You know what I mean? But it's like nobody appreciates shit. It's like, you know, and that's what pisses me off about things. It's like nobody cares. You know what I mean? And it's a shitty fucking feeling. Like, because, you know, I actually care, bro. Like, you know, if it's like, you know, when you talk about, I was watching this one guy today on YouTube. It came up on my thing, and it was like, oh, he was a billionaire, right? But he was a cool dude, and he's like building a housing thing in all out in Arizona or some shit, like, you know. And they were like, oh, he was like, listen, he says, I got a lot of money, I got lucky, I got rich. He goes, you know, I'm making mad money off this content creating too now, which I never did before, but this is a lot easier. He was like, you know what, and I'm gonna build and I'm gonna do stuff for the community that other people aren't doing because they have billions of dollars and they don't want to. He was like, I'm gonna do that and help out, and at the same time I'm going to help myself so that I can keep going, my, you know, with my family and everything else. You know, that's the idea of it. Of everything is like, you know, one hand helps the other. Like, one hand shakes the other. Everybody's supposed to help each other. Not at the end of the day try to beat each other. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's, like, taking a fucking beating, you know? Luckily for me, it doesn't even matter. I don't even care in the first place. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just won't go back. You know what I'm saying? I won't go back. And you'll have to make your own screens and do all this stuff and then hire somebody else because obviously people are they're quitting on you because you're not treating people fairly. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it just hurts because it's like, you know, you help somebody, they come to you because they're like, yo, we're losing our business. You fix it, you help them, they're like, yo, I'm so appreciative of you coming here and helping us fix this business and get it running. We're now profitable. And we're like, oh, cool. So that's the key line and that's the key thing right there. We're now profitable. So now they're making profit. So now it's like, okay, you're making profit. Fuck you. Go. You're actually taking money from my profit. It's time for you to go. But then when it's shit hits the fan again, it's like, bro, I really need you to help me. Come on, man. This is bullshit. Total bullshit. Oh, whatever. All right. Well, you know, listen, I'm going to cut this thing short now. I mean, it's like 36, 40 minutes almost. I don't want to drag this on too longer. Just letting everybody know that the podcast is back. We're going to be shooting the shit, doing stuff. If it's me or if it's all three of us or whatever it is, or if it's even more people or whoever. Whoever's sitting at this table at that moment will be doing the podcast until we can get a definite structure and way of going. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, I appreciate it. Hopefully everybody comes back and listens and enjoys the show, this and that. We had so many things planned. We still do. We have these cameras that we bought that I bought that are still sitting here on tripods and stuff. And, you know, I can actually use them for my screen printing and stuff like that, which I will start doing for videos and stuff. I just hate taking videos. Makes you look so fat. No, I'm just kidding. No, actually not. I'm not kidding. But, all right. So thanks for listening. And, guys, have a good week. Maybe I'll get another podcast up this week sometime. I don't know how I'm going to structure this on, I got to make sure that, you know, I'm still linked to all those, sites that we were hooked up to. I got to go through all that crap again now because we're back to zero. Ground zero, baby. Ground zero. But it is what it is, like I said. So guys, have a good week. Peace out. And be safe. Oh, white boy, out.